Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Oh, we're home. We're home. Armed American Radio is back in the Armed American Radio Studio. Last week, of course, we were broadcasting live from the Minnesota State Fair. And man, oh man, they take that fair serious up there. Sean, my producer in Texas, you're on your home turf. Welcome to this week's broadcast, my friend.
Well, I'm always here. Thank you.
How fun was that last week?
That was real fun. I'm still thinking about the food that you were talking about. I'm a food connoisseur.
So. Everything on a stick, my friend.
Oh, man, don't tell me that.
And it was good. It was really good. So I would like to give a big thank you to all of the crew and staff at AM 1280, The Patriot, up in Minneapolis. A lot of fun. And thanks to them for sponsoring us up there and bringing us live from the Minnesota State Fair. I've never seen a fair like that. Sean, I've been to fairs all over the country.
Very nice. Is it really big?
Oh my gosh, it's enormous.
Wow.
How would my kids say it? Gigantuan? Something like that. You know, it's most fairgrounds when you drive by them, you know, which is, you know, most, you know, 11 months and 2 weeks out of the year, it's just a big dirt spot.
Yes.
Alongside the highway.
Absolutely.
Nah, not this place.
Oh, it's huge, huh?
Yeah, they don't just set up, you know, spinning plates and stuff like that. This is the real deal. And just a sea of humanity as far as you can see.
Wow.
In any direction, on any street you went down. They actually have streets.
Really?
Yeah. It's not just roped off dirt. I mean, it's the real deal, and it's going on right now.
Man.
An awful lot of fun, a tremendous amount of food, and I mean, just tens of thousands of people.
Oh, I might have to hook up with you next year.
It was fun. Hey, should we start with a bonehead?
Yes, let's do that.
How about it? Johns Hopkins, Bloomberg. Boy, those go together, don't they? Johns Hopkins, Bloomberg School.
Sounds like a lawyer firm or something.
Of Public Health.
Mm.
Johns Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health. Listen to this. And they have a little segment on their site called Firearm Litigation.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. The center recognizes litigation as an important tool for protecting the public's health. Center faculty assist with litigation designed to change the way guns are designed, marketed, distributed, and sold. Should I go on?
Yes, please.
Technology for safer guns. The center pioneered the concept of, quote-unquote, personalized guns.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And by that, they mean guns that can only be fired by their intended owner.
Are we back on that kick? Didn't they try to bring that out in 95?
They're always trying to bring something out.
Mm.
Such guns can prevent childhood gun deaths. Sure. Youth suicides. Mm-hmm. And homicides committed with stolen guns. The center vigorously promotes incorporating safer gun technology into the design and manufacture of all guns through litigation, legislation, regulation, and public education. Now, boy, there's a lot going on in that statement. What's the first thing that comes to mind for you, Sean, after you hear that?
Gun regulation, that's what comes to my mind. And nothing that they've said or anything that you read doesn't seem to work for me. And I don't think it's going to work to do anything but just take the guns away from lawful people.
Well, what came to me was the first sentence there, protecting the public's health. Well, thank you, Johns Hopkins. Thank you for protecting me and my health by wanting to strip me of my right to bear arms. I appreciate that. For keeping me safe through litigation and regulation. Who does that sound like? Our biggest fan in D.C. Is he listening? Oh, I don't think he can hear us. He needed another vacation. He's at Camp David.
Where is Camp David anyway?
Somewhere out there in them Maryland hills.
Oh.
Yeah.
Across the pond, I see.
There's a skeet range out there, though.
Uh-oh.
He can shoot.
but nobody else can.
Right.
That makes no sense to me, but okay.
Okay, anyway, we'll give the first bonehead. We have more of them. I've got a list of stories here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, a mile deep. Everything from signs in Arizona 100 miles inside the U.S. border, warning of smuggler dangers. That blows my mind. How about this one? John Cusack calls for satanic death of Fox News and GOP leaders.
Excuse me?
Yeah, John Cusack. You know who he is, right? That grade B, lousy actor. And somehow he makes national news when he opens his mouth. Unbelievable. Here's another one we'll talk about in the roundtable, folks. Obama administration reverses course and forbids the sale. Forbids the sale. Don't you love that when your government forbids you to do something? In this case, forbids the sale of 850,000 antique rifles from the Korean War.
And what was the purpose of this?
Well, why wouldn't the world, you know, well, you're going to send me to Bonehead too, Sean. Don't get ahead of me here. All right, because Dennis Hennigan, who I've met.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Who I've met gets Bonehead number two, but we'll explain that why when we touch on that story later, folks, because, well, why should you want a Korean War antique M1? We all know criminals are robbing liquor stores with Korean War antique M1s.
Hmm.
Right?
I always thought they, okay.
Hey, yeah. It's the number one, what do they call it? The weapon of choice for drive-bys is that antique Korean War vintage M1. But don't worry about it, folks. Obama administration has saved you from yourselves again and forbids it.
Oh, well, thank you.
I think thank you.
I'll send him a thank you letter when we finished.
For keeping me safe.
Wow. These people just never start.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Now, what's going on with John Cusack and Fox News?
Well, he doesn't like Fox News.
Has he watched MSNBC?
He loves them.
Why? You talking about bias. I mean, come on now. That's just about the worst news I've ever seen in my life.
Let's do this. We have Joe Miller coming on. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Miller won the primary, much to the chagrin of all the Tea Party haters out there. Joe Miller won, and of course he beat Murkowski.
Mm-hmm.
And we remember Joe from coming on Armed American Radio 48 hours before the primary. He was right here, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. And, you know, I've looked, I've read every word on his site. I'm very familiar with his policies, what he'd like to do, his intentions. Great guy. And it's amazing to me because here, the Minneapolis, I guess it was in Minneapolis, the Star Tribune, unconventional man and message drive Joe Miller's success. See, you're only unconventional if you disagree with the gun haters and the liberals.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get that, Sean, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Man, you just don't know.
Well, I say that because of John Cusack, because Fox News is unconventional and should die a satanic death,
wow,
according to this kook. You know, so these are just fun stuff. There's just a ton of news out there. Governor Perdue, we had North Carolina. Of course, we had that hurricane. Don't you love the media, the way it's roaring?
Oh, yeah.
Up the coast.
I'm just so sick of hearing about this.
How it's going to blast every area it comes near.
Mm.
Okay? And North Carolina declared a state of emergency, as they should have.
Absolutely.
No, nobody's arguing that. But guess what, North Carolina gun owners who are listening, and there are a lot of you listening, did you know you became a criminal if you left your house and evacuated with your gun in your car?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. Okay. Yeah, we had that same law here.
We're going to talk about that. Man robbed and killed after winning big at casino.
Do what?
Yeah. Hours after winning thousands of dollars at a California gambling hall, a 55-year-old man was followed from the casino, Sean.
Wow.
Robbed, run over, and killed.
What?
Yeah. By another man who wanted the money.
Mm-mm.
You know, we see this stuff all the time. We've got stories neck deep here. So before we get into all of that, and we will get into all of that, at least, folks, as much as we can touch, Let's ask for your participation. If you'd like to speak with Joe Miller, Joe is on the line here. We'll be bringing him in at the end of this segment, here at the beginning of the next segment, I guess, because we're from a time issue, Sean, okay? Yeah, okay, we've got about 30 seconds before we hear some music. So we'll bring him in at the beginning of segment number two. If you want to participate in the show, 877-956-9566. That's 877-956-9566. Or Mark at armedamericanradio.org, Mark at armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARMark. We'll bring you into the studio, and feel free to ask questions of Joe Miller, running for the U.S. Senate. We can now say that officially, running for the U.S. Senate in November. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability, while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit galcogunleather.com. 17-year-old Hannah says, "Sealed Mindset helped me develop a sense of self-value. I deserve to protect myself." Sealed Mindset student Rick said, "I took the course to protect my family. I asked my wife to take the course because I can't be there all the time." Sealed Mindset provides real knowledge, real skills, and real confidence in its world-class personal security training programs. For more information, visit SealedMindset.com. That's SealedMindset.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, 2 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com. This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Sean, what is the gore in Dallas, Texas today?
The gore was, I believe it was around 90, but it actually felt pretty good. It feels like fall.
The humidity is dying down, isn't it?
Yes, it's gone.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
The plants are working.
Here in the southeast, around the metro Atlanta area today, mm-hmm. the gore was about 84, 85, mm-hmm. right? Something like that. With no gormidity. Oh, we coined a new one. The gormidity is down.
The gormidity. That's great.
And I'm telling you, it feels cold at night.
Yes.
And it's great. It feels really good. And it will make all of that meat and chicken and everything taste really, really good tomorrow.
Oh, what's
good? We're just going to fire up the big grill and cook for the neighbors. Why not, right?
See, I need to get me some kind of airline deal with with American Airlines so I can just jump right over the fence and go straight into the airline and fly to Atlanta every time we have a holiday.
Right. I'll cook for you. I'll cook for you. All right. You know what? Let's bring Joe in. Joe Miller. Joe Miller was depending on who you want to listen to here, had no chance up there in Alaska, Joe. You proved them all wrong, didn't you?
Yeah, Mark. We all along thought we had a pretty good shot at it, but the pundits down in the lower 48 didn't think so much.
Well, I'll tell you what. Thank you very much for coming back on Armed American Radio a second time. It was a lot of fun, Joe, because we spoke with you, 2 days before the primary, and I actually sent an email to you guys, congratulating you before I realized how tight it really was. I was seeing some of those returns coming in.
Right.
And I thought, okay, that's going to be really, really close up there. And then what was there, about 16,000 absentee ballots?
Yeah, well, we had a slew of questioned and absentee, over 20,000. And, of course, almost all of those have been counted now. We've got a few more trickling in, but the race is pretty much decided now.
Yeah, that's a done deal. And Senator Murkowski was very gracious and conceded. And now we move forward to November. How you feeling about it, Joe?
Feel real good about it. We've got a strong support network. We got a lot of folk that weren't behind us originally that have now joined on, and so we've got a real strong structure going forward.
Well, the Huffington Post. I could not help myself today, Joe.
Oh no.
Oh no. I couldn't help myself. I was reading the Huffington Post, and seeing some of the stuff. I mean, you're driving the commenters on the Huffington Post nutso.
Well, we've got a broad group of people supporting us, and I'm sure we're going to be driving the communication on the Huffington Post for quite some time.
Well, that's a good thing. Wear that as a badge of honor, my friend, because it is a badge of honor. I was sitting here in the studio in between breaks and talking about some of the headlines that you see. And I love this from thestartribune.com. Unconventional man and message drive Joe Miller's success. Unconventional message, Joe? Your message isn't unconventional. It's as straight line conservative as you can get. I guess it's only unconventional to obviously someone who doesn't agree with you, correct?
Well, it's a threat to the entitlement state, and most mm-hmm. of these people, they want to see that continue. They like federal dependency, not just at the individual, but also at the state level. And I think that's what they're all concerned about. So they fear, hey, we package this guy as a radical, maybe we get more of a shot at making sure he doesn't get elected. But, it's a message that has a claim, at least in Alaska, both sides of the aisle. So,
well, let's talk about that for a second, Joe, because the entitlement there in Alaska, you guys have a unique kind of do I call it an entitlement to families?
Well, basically, yeah, what we've got in Alaska is a very unique situation in the sense that almost two-thirds of our state is under federal title. And historically, what we've seen is a lot of federal dollars come in. We still do. Almost 40% of our economy is somehow derived from the federal purse. And a lot of people have justified it historically over the fact that, the feds unjustifiably own most of our land. The problem is those monies that come into the state, they create dependency, and they not only mm-hmm. create dependency, but they also create a degree of control on mm-hmm. most or at least a lot of that money. There are lots of strings attached. And what we're trying to do as a state is, we're going to transition away from that into more control of our resource base. A lot of that's going to depend, obviously, on the coalitions we build in D.C. But ultimately, I think across the United States, we've got to look internally because the federal system is broken. And that's the real danger that Alaska faces, is you've got a federal government nearing bankruptcy that even if you wanted to continue along those lines, the thing's going upside down. And so we better be under firm, you know, economic foundation so that we can carry our own weight once that time comes.
Right, right. And I guess you're catching some heat from that. I know you are from the left.
Well, not just the left, but anybody that looks to the federal government as basically being the answer to everything. And right. That really has been the mindset, the growing mindset across the United States for several decades. You know, when you look at past administrations, whether Democrat or Republican, and evaluate the growth of government, it's continued pretty much unabated over the last several administrations. And in fact, you got to go quite a ways back before you get to any shrinkage. And what that reflects is that you've got just kind of a crisis of leadership, I think. I mean, you know, you're looking at, what, almost $13.4 trillion in absolute debt, and yet there still is this march forward to, you know, do another stimulus bill, to increase payments from the federal government. I mean, it's just this blind perspective that things can continue as they are, and that's not the answer. In fact, that continued process is going to put us in a situation way worse than Greece.
All right, I'm going to quote from your website, if that's okay.
Sure.
Your section, government spending. And, folks, you can learn about Joe here at joemiller.us, joemiller.us. I encourage you to take a look at it. This is not just a local race. This is national. Of course, the Senate there's a big battle going on for control of the Senate right now, of course, in the House. Very, very important. But, Joe, I'll quote here. When the Democrats took over, they proceeded to spend even more. The federal budget deficit was $1.4 trillion last year and is on track to be that or more this year. The
right.
Obama administration's own projections call for a doubling of the national debt to over $20 trillion by the end of the decade.
Yep.
If their projections are correct, over one quarter of the federal budget, the largest single item in the budget, will be needed to pay interest on the national debt. This path is unsustainable and subjects us to the whims of foreign debt holders. Now, that's the direction we're going. We all see it going.
Right, and you can see, you know, even it's not just us obviously saying this. You can even look to some of the administration officials of he who shall not be named. You know, you look at Admiral Mullins. He said what? That the national debt is the number one national security threat facing the nation. And it's because of some of the same sort of things that we're talking about in that quote that you just got. I mean, when you look at our attempt to sell F-16s to Taiwan, a lot of pundits believe the reason that didn't go through earlier this year was because of the Chinese implicit threat to dump debt on the market. When you look to, you know, what we're doing with Iran right now and really the unwillingness from some perspectives of dealing with that issue because, again, you know, you end up upsetting the apple cart there in Europe with the Straits of Hormuz getting shut down. Just think of the catastrophic impact on our economy that is, you know, in this fragile state because of the national debt. And, you know, we can't act based on national interest because we are subject to those whims of our foreign creditors. We're subject to the fragile economic situation we put ourselves into by this debt load. And so it's irresponsible in that regard, but it's also immoral in the sense that, you know, it's generational theft. I mean, every time that we spend money we don't have, we're stealing from our kids or grandkids and really, frankly, probably our great-great-grandkids. I mean, it's just... it's going to take forever to pay this darn thing back. So
it is, and that was perfect timing, Joe. So hang tight with me. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about it. I also want to ask you, now that you are officially running up there and you've won the primary, I want to talk about your position on health care, cap and trade, and just plain old values a little bit when we get back here on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back, folks, with Joe Miller from Alaska.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Oh, that's great music, Sean. That's good music.
Yes, it is.
I could keep listening to that. But we have a...
That's the jam right there.
What'd you say? That's the jam right
that's
there?
That's the jam right there, man.
It is good. It's very good. And it is. It's good. We could turn that up. We have Joe Miller on the line with us. Joe Miller, of course, running for U.S. Senate in Alaska, defeating Murkowski. I call her the anointed one in Alaska, and Joe is now running for the Republican seat. Joe, welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm glad you came back to take a victory lap with us, my friend.
Thanks, Mark. Happy to do it anytime.
You bet. And this is not going to be your last appearance here. I'm looking forward to talking with you after November, too, when you have some time after you get used to becoming one of the newest members there in that esteemed chamber. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have an interesting phone call here on the line, Sean, do we not?
Yes, we do.
We have Wayne from Colorado, and I believe Wayne is a relative of yours, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Wayne. How are you? I didn't know you were in Colorado.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Wayne, what is your relation to Joe?
I am Joe's mother's cousin.
Oh, there you go. So that would make you, okay, I'm going to That would be your second cousin?
I believe that's correct.
It's not one of those once or twice removed things?
I wouldn't swear to that.
I wouldn't either. So you wanted to call and congratulate your second cousin. Did you have a question or a comment or anything for Joe?
No, just to let everybody know that Joe's not a Johnny come lately to the conservative movement. He's been that way since the day I knew him.
He's the real deal, in other words, right?
That's correct.
All right.
That Wayne, that's beautiful to hear.
Yeah, Wayne, what I want to know is how's the pheasant hunting there in Colorado?
Well, not as good as it is in Kansas, so.
let's take this opportunity to say, Joe, that you have a history in Kansas.
Yeah, I grew up in Kansas. I got up here to Alaska 16 years ago, but still have a lot of family down in that neck of the woods.
That's beautiful. Well, Wayne, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm glad we could provide you the vehicle to talk to Joe today.
Appreciate it.
Good to hear from you, Wayne.
Thank you. You too, Joe.
Okay, Joe, back to a couple issues. At the beginning of the segment, beginning of the hour, actually, I gave a Bonehead of the Week award out, which I'm prone to do from time to time. In this case, it went to the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. And the thing that jumped out at me on this was their statement on firearm litigation, Joe, and it reads, I quote again, "The center recognizes litigation as an important tool for protecting the public's health." Of course, this is what is what I believe is a way that the government can come after you and backdoor the Constitution is by attacking guns as a public health issue. And of course, now we have Obamacare. And you support the repeal of Obamacare, correct?
Absolutely.
Talk to us about that.
Obamacare is obviously a major federal grab. I mean, it not only is a control issue over, you know, by some estimates up to 20% of the federal economy, but it also is a control issue over individual liberties. I mean, I'm now limited in the choice that I can make regarding my health care decisions. And, you know, the federal government, everything it touches, it seems to break. And every time it expands its power, it harms those areas where it ought to be doing good things, such as national defense, such as border control. And so now we're sitting here on the eve of this massive expansion, and we're thinking that this is a good thing when we've got just a history littered with broken programs, littered with inefficiencies, littered with increased government control. So I unequivocally am for the repeal, and you know, if we can't get the two-thirds to do that, then let's defund it.
What do you think the odds of that are? Of defunding,
well, I think the odds of defunding are very high, but even with the control of the House and the Senate, I'm uncertain as to whether we can get the two-thirds. I mean, I think this is going to be a wake-up call this fall, though, and maybe we're going to convince some Democrats to join in the effort to repeal. I think we're going to have a loud and clear signal sent to D.C. The question is whether or not we can convince enough of these left-leaning folk to join with the cause. But I can tell you the defunding's going to happen if the repeal doesn't.
Yeah, okay. Now, I actually have somebody in the studio with me here tonight that said, if you give him the opportunity, please ask him, make me feel better, and ask him to tell us that we can please repeal this. Everybody's looking for some reassurance here. I believe we can, and hearing you is very encouraging, because I'm looking at this, you know, from the gun issue, from the Second Amendment issue, Joe, that yet again we have government control, and you start to see these comments from these, you know, the public health, Center for Disease Controls, doctors asking mothers and fathers when their kids go into pediatricians, do you own guns? Are there guns in the homes? The government wanting to start amassing this unbelievable database of medical information, digitizing everything, and they're going to sneak this stuff in there, Joe, and it's frightening to millions and millions of gun owners, myself included.
And don't get me wrong, it's going to be repealed. The question is timing and whether we end up defunding before we repeal. But the thing's going to get stopped, and that's the key. And we're going to do everything in our power to make sure it gets stopped.
Well, it's driving costs up right now.
Absolutely.
And we haven't even seen that. Oh, it's going up like crazy. Look, I was a business owner myself for well over a decade and a half, and I know all about supplying health care to my employees. And I know exactly what I would be facing today had I not gotten rid of that business. Mm-hmm. And had I not,
so you look at the 1099 obligation alone, I mean, just that huge grant, that is just unreal.
Mm-hmm. Anything
course,
over
was even aware of it.
Anything over $600, any purchase, any expenditure over $600, the amount of paperwork that I would have had to do in an office that I started with my bare hands and no money, mind you, and brought it up to about 12 employees, would have been astronomical. Mm. I would have had to have cut employees to cover the cost.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know. I don't get it. Nobody in this administration has ever done that. They've never run a business. They've never met a payroll.
Right.
And you know, this is mind-boggling, and it does. It scares me. It frightens me. And it's really good to hear that. On your website, you mentioned that currently nearly half of the state governments have filed suit in federal court because they share the same view. That is very encouraging.
It is. Absolutely. And, I think that there's an awakening that this country has got to get back to constitutional principle. You know, most people, they're honest when they look at what's happened to the Constitution. They understand that violence has been done to it,
mm-hmm.
that the Commerce Clause, the taxing power has been used in ways to expand the control of government that the founders never intended. And, I think that's exciting because it does give me hope that we've got enough right-minded people in this country, even leadership, that we're going to be able to make significant changes to reverse the growth of government and get the feds back to where they need to be.
Yeah, and you use the term, they're using the Commerce Clause. I think they're abusing the Commerce Clause, and they have been, and you're absolutely right. More people, I was at the Minnesota State Fair broadcasting last week, Joe, and I was sitting out on a deck, and there were thousands of people walking by. I can't tell you how many I saw walk by that would come up and watch the show and listen to them. One of them was a gentleman running for appellate judge up there, and we actually gave him a couple minutes of airtime, and he pulled a copy of the Constitution out of his pocket.
Yeah, very nice.
Good.
These are things that you didn't see 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Right.
And I have my copy. I read the thing, and I encourage my listeners to read the Constitution, and they are. There's an awakening, and that's a beautiful thing. We like to say it here. And for someone to call you radical or extremist, Joe, because you're against fiscal insanity, to me is insane.
Yeah, I agree with you. In fact, to call basically the position that we've advocated for extreme, you got to basically characterize the founders as extreme.
Yep.
And, this is a restoration. This is not some extreme radical step. This is restoring America to the model that the founders intended it to be. And it's one that I think gives me great hope that, we together as a nation are going to be able to be great again. But the road we're traveling down right now, it's a road to disaster.
Well, it is a road to disaster. And I think folks like you are going to help. What does Obama say? We're going to get out driving into the ditch and the D and the R and everything. We'll talk about it when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network with Joe Miller. Stick around.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com. one 500-pound wild boar, one 9mm round of extreme shock ammunition. Bacon, anyone? That's all it takes when you're using the world's most advanced ammunition. Used by special ops and police, Extreme Shock's lethal bullet technology features unrivaled expanding fragmentation that stops the threat and inflicts massive tissue damage. See the photos and videos at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
We're trying to, aren't we, Sean?
Absolutely.
We're trying to redefine weekend talk radio. We're live, and we're talking to very good folks like Joe Miller. And before we go to some calls, Joe, I want to let you know that we have the phones are lighting up. And that's a good thing. We're getting calls from all over the country, folks that want to comment and want to talk with you about some issues. And one of them, before I go to that, endorsement, Palin's endorsement. What did that mean to you up there, the governor's endorsement?
Well, it clearly gave us national exposure, put us on kind of the national radar, brought in obviously some support from outside of the state. We received a number of other endorsements as well, including Governor Huckabee's, a number of your competitors on the airwaves, and a lot of local folk as well, local leaders. At the state, even at the state level. So had a real large coalition of folk that got behind us that any one of which I think you take out of the picture and we would have had trouble. I mean, we were, I think at the end of the day, 2% ahead. So everybody counted. Every push helped.
Okay. What about a relationship with Todd Palin? Was he involved in the campaign at all?
Absolutely. In fact, all the folk that endorsed us, I think he was the first. Well, second to the legislative leaders that endorsed us, he was right out there. In fact, co-hosted our first fundraiser that we did up in Wasilla.
I love it. It's such a beautiful area up there, too. Where do you call home relative to Anchorage?
Yeah, I've been all over the state. We started in Anchorage, spent about 4 years there, and then spent about four and a half years in the bush in a small community named Tok. And then moved up to Fairbanks, where we've been for the last 8 years.
That's a beautiful thing and a beautiful place. I'll tell you what, we're going to go to some phone calls right now. We've got a couple of them on the screens. Den in Minnesota, I believe. You have a question about the election. Den, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. How are you?
I'm fine, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great, my friend. You have a question for Joe Miller.
I do, Joe. Please tell me this, because you look at Obama, You look at his Marxist madmen. You look at his Muslim madmen. They're all driven to just rip the heart of liberty and freedom out of American life. These guys will stop at nothing, and I am not at all comfortable believing that the integrity of the election process is going to maintain itself. I'm afraid they're going to derail this election, and I want to know what can be done to make sure that they don't do that, to make sure that we have an honest election this fall.
Now, they've been known to do it before. They've been known to go in there before. Joe, how do you answer something like that?
Well, I mean, I think the best answer is, you know, we still have very much a locally based election system. I mean, in Alaska, for example, we've got a fantastic division of election. It has integrity. We know that every vote's going to get counted, that it's going to be accurate. You know, there, anytime humans are involved, there clearly is opportunity for error and fraud. But we've got a system of checks and balances that's very effective. And we're convinced that most places in the United States have the same. But the key to making sure of that integrity is, one, just fundamentally reject electronic voting. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am just absolutely against it. Unless there's a paper ballot that accompanies it, we should not have that anywhere in the U.S.
Yep.
We've got to have tangible ballots to account for votes. But local involvement, clearly, that's very critical. Get involved. Be an observer. You know, most areas in the United States allow you to observe. They allow you to at least be a passive participant in the process of counting votes and get engaged and make sure you got plenty of other people throughout your state and your precincts engaged to ensure the integrity of the process. But, you know, all in all, I think that any of the jurisdictions moving to just purely electronic votes, that's just really bad news.
That is. That's a great point. Dan, that's a great question. Thank you very much for calling.
Oh, best of luck to you.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much for the call. We have another call. Don, and Don, I believe, is in Michigan. Don, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. You have a question for Joe Miller. Don, are you there?
Yeah, this is Don in Florida.
Oh, Don in Florida. Hey, this sounds familiar, Sean. Do you know who this is?
Yes.
This is my dad.
Sean, I told Sean that I'm the grandfather of your children.
All right, Don in Florida, you have a question for Joe Miller. Go right ahead.
Yeah,
Joe, my father.
Family program, huh?
I'm telling you.
You had a cousin on, I thought I'd call in. Joe, I want to congratulate you on your win in the primary up there, and I certainly wish you a lot of luck in the election in November. It's heartening to hear a true conservative talking the way you talk. You mentioned that the media is trying to position you as a radical, and I've heard that on certain shows. And two of the things that they seem to be pointing at is your positions on Medicare and Social Security, recognizing that these entitlements have to be dealt with. I'm curious as to what you might think about doing in the short and the long term so that my grandchildren and even their children aren't ending up paying for all this.
Don, that's a great question.
I'll hang up and ask
my question.
Good luck to you, Joe.
Great question. Thanks for calling in, Don. Joe, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, that's a hard question to answer in a nutshell, but I will tell you what kind of, you know, part of my major concern in getting involved in this race is the fiscal situation that our nation's in. And, you know, if we hit bankruptcy or a sovereign debt crisis akin to Greece, what you end up with is a situation where the feds can't pay their obligations. And those include, of course, obligations to Social Security recipients. My mom and dad, they reside in Kansas. They're dependent on Social Security. That's their main source of income. Their health care, purely Medicare. And so if we cut those programs or if we end up in a situation where the government can't pay, it leaves those most dependent in the most vulnerable position. I mean, we're going to have lots of suffering going on. So we've got to deal with the fiscal crisis in the short term to ensure that the obligations that we've made to our seniors, you know, that we maintain that commitment. And even those in the shorter term or in the longer term, intermediate term, that have counted on Social Security, that have counted on Medicare, we got to maintain that contract. But I'm telling you, you know, people in my year group, I'm 43, I've paid into the system. I know that my money's been stolen from me.
Yep.
That trust fund is empty. Well, I shouldn't say empty. It's full of IOUs. And those IOUs, of course, are only as good as the good faith and credit of the United States. And frankly, if this country, again, is on uncertain ground fiscally, the likelihood of those getting repaid is low. And I think longer term, when you look at the future unfunded obligations of, by some calculations, $130 trillion, the long-term picture is not rosy. And so that means we have to transition to something different. You know, private pension plans, I've said this before, if a private pension plan was treated the way my money that I'm deposited in Social Security was treated, those custodians would be in jail. But our government still has the green light to steal from those funds and do whatever. So we got to get into a system where it's secure. You know, whether it's privatization or some other form, whether we transfer that power to the states, it's got to be something different than what we have currently at the federal level, because that is broken. I mean, what we have in our campaign is a position that a lot of these powers that the federal government has taken on are powers best vested in the states. But still, even beyond that, it's a better answer to privatize, I believe. And a lot of people are scared of that. But when I say that, look, if you think your money's been held securely by the federal government, and you think that that's a better secure investment than, say, a private entity that at least you've got recourse with, that at least you can account with, that at least you know the government's not going to reach in and clear your account out, I'd say that's a much better option than what we currently have. But the current system's broke.
Joe, that's a great response. I don't know why everyone is so afraid of letting me do what I want to do with my own money.
Exactly.
And if that scares you, and if that's radical to you, well, you know, I don't get it. Joe, we've got about 40, how much time, Sean? 30 seconds. JoeMiller.us. Joe, I hope you'll come back before the election.
Absolutely, be happy to. We could use as much support from your listeners as you got. We've got quite a challenge on our hands, and we look forward to continued help coming in from the outside, as well as the involvement of people here in Alaska as they've been in the primary.
Beautiful. JoeMiller.us, you've been on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same. Debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.